Hi, I hope you're having a good day. My name is Kalyani and welcome to the ITD podcast. If you're new here, on this season of the ITD podcast, we are bringing you conversations with India's top junior talent. And you'll get to know about their tennis journey so far, their training routines, and their future plans. So far, we have spoken to Aman Dahiya, Saib Sodhi, Aryan Shah, and Madhurima Sawant. I hope you all have had time to check out those episodes. And if you haven't, please make sure you do. On today's episode, we are pleased to host another super talented junior star. Whenever I'm talking to people who follow Indian tennis closely, and there's a conversation about the future of Indian tennis, a few names are always part of these conversations. And one of such names is Vaishnavi Adkar. She's a player from Pune, Maharashtra. She's known for her aggressive playing style and consistently brilliant performances. She's currently ranked second on the ITF junior circuit in India, and she has recently made her debut on women's circuit as well. You know, talent is a very important factor in the careers of successful athletes. But for the success that our today's guest is achieving, along with the incredible talent that she has, it's been the factors much beyond talent. So without further ado, help me welcome our today's guest, Vaishnavi Adkar, and let's get to know about her journey so far. So, hi, Vaishnavi. Thank you so much for joining us. And my first
Hi,
question to
thank
you is, how did you celebrate your recent victory at Jalandhar?
Oh, well, so this was actually my first time traveling alone, without my mom or dad. But I think I handled it pretty well. And after coming back, we went out for lunch. And it was good.
So you basically entered this tournament into the qualifying draw, right? So can you talk to us about the whole
Yeah.
journey in this week when you played at Jalandhar?
So I've recently started playing with playing women's now. This was just my second tournament. So I had to play the qualifying because I don't have a good rank yet. So yeah, qualifying I had to play a match, and then from the main draw, this was a big tournament. It was a good tournament. Many good players had come, and I did pretty well. I was confident throughout the week. And yeah, it's good.
So, were you a little bit sick during this week?
I was in the starting of the tournament, I was coughing and all a bit. I wouldn't say a bit, a lot actually. But then by the start of main draw, it was all good.
Great. I just want to say congratulations, and I'm sure many more such great victories are waiting for you in the future.
Thank you so much.
So, do you consider it one of your best performances in recent times?
Yeah, pretty much. This year I traveled a lot abroad, but I wasn't able to get, much many good performances. But this was just my second women's tournament also, and competing with those elder girls and all, I would say I did pretty well.
So, can you talk to us about the process of transitioning from juniors to now the women's draw? How difficult has it been for you, or easy?
Till now it has been good. The first tournament I played was an ITA 1 lakh tournament. I played the qualifying of that too, and I won that. So, I wouldn't say it's easy, but yeah, it's good actually. I don't know. Till now I did well, so let's see. I hope let's keep
Yeah.
doing that.
So you've been playing since you were what, 6 years old, right? The competitive tennis.
Yes.
So you played so many matches. Will it be possible for you to share a couple of matches that are really special for you?
Yeah, so actually I started playing tournaments when I was 10, and so I didn't really perform much till the age of 12, and under 14 is when I started doing really well. So there was this tournament, under 14 national series in Panchgani, and I did pretty well, and I won the double crown, and that somehow helped me, boost my confidence. And then, yeah, there was Road to Wimbledon 2 in under 14, and I got selected for that also. And yeah, I did pretty well in that. I won all the round robin matches and I made it to the semis.
Yeah.
And the same year, I played the under 14 nationals finals as well and won the doubles nationals as well. So yeah, that tournament was pretty memorable for me. And yeah, it's like, oh yeah, it was an amazing week. And then last year also I played a few ITF finals
Yeah.
and like I played three consecutive finals and those were like pretty amazing weeks for me. Pretty exhausting, but I had lots of fun.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. And wow, great things are just waiting for you, right? In the future. So excited. We're so
Yeah.
excited for you.
Yes, a lot.
So take us back to the beginning. How did you start playing tennis?
So my mother has always been a fan of tennis. Like she used to love watching Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi play when she was, yeah. So and there. So whenever she wanted us to play tennis as well. She just wanted to try, how it would work out. And so as we started playing, like me and my younger sister, I think we just loved being on court, with the racket and everything. We just loved it so much. And then we just continued from there on.
So you mentioned that your mom is a tennis fan, and you also mentioned that you used to travel with your parents. This was the first time you traveled alone. So
Yeah.
can you tell us how your parents' contribution has been so far in your tennis career?
Well, I would say like they are the biggest supporters I can ever have, with my mom and dad. Like they support in every possible way and they are always there for me whenever I need something, some advice or whatever, like financially and everything. They are my biggest supporters and I couldn't have done what I've done till now, without them. So yeah, I'm very grateful for them.
That's so nice to hear. Can you take us through your training routine? How does a usual day of training look like in your life?
So usually my training, like my tennis starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I have to reach half an hour before to do my warm up and everything, warm up, prehab, all that. So once I start at 8, we usually play till 11:15-ish. And then I have gym or a fitness session from 11:30 to 1. And then I go home and then I get ready for college. So I go to college from 2 o'clock to 4:30. And then I have a session in the evening again for an hour or so. And then after that session, I have to come home. And then I have a few classes. So, because I need to study as well. So I have that, and then yeah, that's it. That's how my day looks like.
Wow, it feels like you have 32 hours in your day, right?
It's pretty long.
Yeah. So, how are you managing studies along with your tennis?
So I have these classes every day, and whenever I get time, in my free time, I try to read a few notes or do whatever I can, solve a few questions or anything in my free time so that I just make sure that I'm not lacking behind in anything. So yeah, just have to make sure that I do it in my free time.
So now it's pretty clear that tennis is going to be your main career, right? So do you
Yeah.
think how important is the academic education, the usual education for you?
Well, I feel that, everyone needs to have at least some kind of basic education. And yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do, I'm not really sure what I want to do after 12th. But yeah, I wouldn't stop studies entirely. I'll do something side by side. I will tennis will be my main focus, but studies will be on too.
Right. And have you always been a good student in school, college? How has it been for you?
Well, till sixth grade, I used to be, very disciplined and used to get really good grades. But then ever since I started playing tournaments, I, it's kind of really tough to maintain the good scores. But yeah, I mean, I try my best. I mean, I wouldn't say I get bad grades, but yeah, I score pretty average and I am happy with it. So yeah, because
Great.
I don't think like you cannot expect the best of both worlds. So I try to do the whatever's possible to, yeah.
That's really good, you know, how focused you are with your priorities in life. That's really
Yeah.
admirable. Yeah. I want to ask you, like, you're doing so much in a day, right? So I don't think it's a individual person's thing. So you have a team with you. So can you talk to us about your team,
Yes.
your coach, everybody? Tell us about your academy.
So yes, of course I have a team. So my coach Kedar Shah sir and Aniket Wakankar sir. So I've been with them for like almost 7 or 8 years now, and it's been an amazing journey with them. They've been really helpful, and they've helped me a lot with my game and everything till now. And yeah, we've got some good results, and we have got big dreams, and we're working towards them. And my psychologist, Gayatri Vartak, I've been working with her for a year now. It has been really helpful, and yeah, it has helped me to, be in the right state of mind you need to be during matches and everything. And my dietitian too. My dietitian's from Qua Nutrition. They give me specific diets for my training days and my tournament weeks, depending upon where the tournament is. They vary the diet according to that. And my fitness trainer too, Ajinkya Keskar. So we work on everything, including the rehab, the basic strengthening and conditioning. And yeah, it's been amazing, working with these people. Yes, helped me a lot to improve my game, my physical strength and mental strength as well.
Right. Are you working with any sponsors at the moment?
Oh yes, so my sponsors are Lakshya, Hodec, Nike, Solinco, and of course MSLTA with their, yearly scholarships. Pretty grateful for that.
Right. Vaishnavi, you just mentioned about the right state of mind for during a match or before a match. So do you have any certain pre-match rituals to calm your mind or calm your nerves, because the stakes are very high in this tournament. You're played at such high stages. So tell us about that.
Rituals like it's the basic warm-up is always there. I have this half an hour routine of mine and I do it regularly, and then I usually do a few breathing exercises and a few ball drills before the tournament, before the match. And then I like listening to music while doing all these, warm-up exercises, and I just don't like to interact with people a lot, just be with my mom or whoever is traveling with me for a tournament and just be by myself. Yeah.
So, what is your current favorite song?
I don't have a favorite song. Like, it really depends on my mood. I would say I'm a pretty moody person, but I usually like fast songs with good beats.
Okay, nice. So, you mentioned about traveling. How easy is it to travel and follow such food related restrictions or a strict diet, you know, because you might not get the usual food that you're used to consuming. So how do you do that when you're abroad?
So of course, when you travel abroad, it's pretty tough to get the usual food, Indian food. I mean, there are like many restaurants and all available now, Indian restaurants. But still, the food doesn't taste the same, of course. But I think you have to get used to it, whatever's, you have to make do with whatever's available there, because you don't have many options. And yeah, I think you just gotta make do with whatever's available.
Yeah, Vaishnavi, you are a very aggressive player, I think so, like from whatever I've seen. So, do you agree with that? And can you just
Yeah.
describe your playing style and what do you think, according to you, are the strengths in your game?
So, yeah, as you said, I like staying aggressive in points, and I like being in control of the point. And instead of waiting for the opportunities, I like to create them by myself, with my own shots and with my own strokes and everything. So yeah, that's how I play.
Yeah. And you do a lot of media interactions. So far, have you?
No, it's mostly been like after a big tournament or something, but that's it. That these reporters and everyone coming after the final, yeah, that's it, just for the newspapers, that's it.
Can you share the weirdest question that you've been asked so far?
Weirdest, I don't know, but I remember like 2 years back, 2 or 3 years back. So there was this reporter who asked me, did, I wouldn't say it was weird, but I don't know, it was pretty normal, I think, but the way I answered it, really loved it. So I was like, so he asked me, at what point in the match did you feel that you were gonna win? I was like, from the starting, I knew I was gonna win. I don't know. I can never forget that, okay. I just showed that I do believe in myself.
Yeah, that was quite a cool answer, you know.
Yeah,
So all these years, tennis has been part of your life. Who were your idols growing up playing tennis?
so ever since I started playing, ever since I got to know all the players and everyone, Novak Djokovic has always been my idol. I love watching him play. His attitude, his fighting spirit is just inspiring, and I love it very much.
Right, we all love him. He's a very special player for the sport, right? I mean, such a great ambassador
Yeah.
for the sport. And last Wimbledon, you just missed the cutoff by a couple of points, couple of positions. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
what was it like? I mean, you're so near to the probably the biggest tournament of your life and just falling short. How difficult was it to process?
I mean, to be honest, it wasn't that hard, because I knew there's no point in getting stuck on it, because you have to move on and you have to keep working hard. And I'm sure, if I keep working hard and if I work hard enough, I am sure that I will get many more opportunities to play such tournaments. And yeah, you have to get over these, I don't know what to call them, but I missed it, but it's okay. I mean, I'll get more opportunities
Yeah,
in the future, I'm sure.
definitely, definitely. So, can you talk to us about your short-term and long-term goals about your tennis career?
So short term would be like I'm starting with women's now, so that would be, getting those initial points and, by playing futures and everything. And then yeah, long term would be, of course, playing the Grand Slams
Yes.
and winning. Yeah.
Yeah. So Vaishnavi, we've been competing for a long time on tour now. Generally in India, you have same players in all tournaments, right?
Yeah, pretty
So
much.
have you managed to make friends on tour? Or you all are very busy, like generally? How does it work?
Well, now everyone knows everyone on
Yeah.
the circuit, and I wouldn't say I'm close with anyone, But yeah, we all know everyone and we are pretty friendly with each other. So whenever we like if I meet someone I know during a tournament, like yeah, we talk to each other, you know, we go for hitting or something. Yeah, but like I would say there are people from my academy whom I'm really close with. Like there's my younger sister, a few other kids as well. So yeah, the friends I have are mostly people who are younger to me, like by 1 or 2 years. But yeah, I love, you know, it's, yeah, I love being around them and it's pretty fun.
And who's your current favorite other than yourself? Who's your current favorite player on the circuit in your age group?
Oh, in my age group, can I see someone who's younger?
Sure.
Then I would say it would be my sister,
Okay.
definitely.
And who's your favorite on WTA tour?
That would be Serena Williams.
Okay.
Her game and mentality, just amazing.
Yeah, she's,
Super
I think,
aggressive and
I mean, Serena, she's such an inspiring person. Would you like to talk about her? How her career has impacted not just you, but many other rising stars like yourself? How does a success like a player like Serena, she has such a prolonged career, how does that impact your mindset?
so, you know, the amount of hard work she's put in to be where she is right now, it's just, I mean, it's amazing. It is so good and it is so inspiring. That's all I can say. I mean, it's just too good. You know, looking at her play, just amazing.
Yeah. So, Vaishnavi, would you like to share a couple of smart advices that you received during your career? Would like to share those that with our audience? You know, many of our audience are junior players who are playing not in your age group, but younger than you. So, can you share some experiences that can help those kids right now?
Yeah, I mean, so like my coach and my parents and everyone just keep like, you know, they keep telling me like, yeah, of course you know, I take tennis very seriously, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, yeah, of course you got to work hard and everything. It's like the most important thing. But at the same time, if you're not enjoying it, then it just doesn't make any sense. You got to enjoy the process. You got to be patient. And yeah, you just gotta keep working hard and yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Just gotta hang in there. Yeah.
So on that note, I would like to thank you again for joining us. You know, we really appreciate you giving so much time to us for this episode.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And wish you all the best for all your future tournaments and all your plans in life.
Thank you so much.